Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Everybody, welcome back to the show. Sam Crowley, welcome back to the Every Day Saturday podcast. Got a special guest with me. Going to bring him out in just a second here. A guy that I met probably about 6 months or so ago, reached out, came into the one-on-one coaching program, launched his movement. And man, what a really cool story. You guys are going to dig this. I know you are. Roadhouse, are you with me?
Hey, Sam. Yep, I'm here.
What's going
How's
on, buddy?
Going? not bad, man. I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Doing well, doing well. Hey, so we're always refer to you as Roadhouse because we created that name. And like I said, it's like Madonna. It's like Sony. It's just one word now, but you're just a corporation now under yourself. But give the audience your full name just so we actually know you have a name.
Yeah. Full name is Ryan Roadhamel, but I love the Roadhouse Madonna name. I think you told me I was the first one to get a Madonna name out of your group.
That's right. The first client to go just one name, man, like Gaga. It's just one name from now on, Roadhouse. So
Roadhouse.
We met, I think, did you reach out to me on Instagram? Was that our first contact? I'm drawing a blank. Where was that? Is that Instagram?
Yeah, so I listened to your podcast quite a bit, actually, and I was like, you know what, I'm just going to do it. I'm going to reach out to him on Instagram. So I finally sucked it up and built up the courage and reached out to you on Instagram, and you replied almost immediately, I think, with a video message.
A video message. Yeah, that's right. See, I tell everybody, man, don't be afraid to respond back to people, definitely promptly, and also use a video message. That's why I love Instagram. A lot of people send me DMs on there, and I'll just shoot a video from my car, wherever. And I think that's for anybody that wants to get into marketing, get people inside your DMs and then respond back just like you normally would to anybody. It's not that difficult. So then you set up a call and you wanted to launch your movement, which we're going to talk a lot about, roadhousefitness.com. Check it out. And you just launched recently. Man, when we first connected, you wanted to get this idea that you've got. Talk about what this is that you want, this movement that you've just launched. What is it that you want to do?
Yeah, one quick correction. It's roadhouseworkout.com.
Oh, Roadhouse Workout.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Not to call you out or anything.
Yeah. I'm such a great marketer.
I appreciate
Roadhouseworkout.com. Yeah.
Yeah, there it is. So I was ready to launch a movement. Actually, I was actually ready to just like quit my job and drop everything and go get a huge loan. And you told me, no, don't do that. You know, there's an easier way to do it. That's the same mistake that I made. So what I was originally wanting to do was just go and open up my own gym because it's something I'm passionate about is working out and fitness. And then after talking with you, you know, we kind of strategized, you know, what I could really do to end up eventually getting me down to that point. And it's working with people and coaching people on fitness programs. So that's my huge thing right now is working with people online. You don't have to be there in today's day and age. So basically what I do with my clients is I set up a Excel spreadsheet on a Google Doc and we go through and I have the workout program set up for them. And we meet up, you know, every couple of weeks and we see where the progress is and what we can do to modify that and help them reach their target.
Yeah, man. It's by the way, it's Roadhouse, R-H-O-D-E, roadhouseworkout.com. So not like the movie. Roadhouse was R-O-A-D, I believe, the movie with Patrick Swayze. So just in case anybody's associated with that, Roadhouse, R-H-O-D-E, roadhouseworkout.com. So you have a passion for fitness, and it's no joke, dude. Like, seriously, if you follow this guy on Instagram, he's the billboard for that. But you're not like some huge meathead either. It's not like you're 6'5", 300 pounds and walking around just picking up weights, dropping them, throwing them around. What were you, give us your dimensions back in the day, like in college. What, how tall were you? How much did you weigh? Because you haven't always been like this cut dude.
No, and it's funny that you mentioned that, actually. So I actually posted a picture on my Instagram today, @road_house. It's a before and after. It was me in high school versus what I look like actually to this exact day. I took the picture just last night for my current picture. And I was in high school, so I'm a short guy. I'm 5'6", 5'7", on a good day is what I tell everybody. Yep. And 115 pounds is what I was back in high school. I mean, I was a stick, and a lot of people.
Oh my God, I'm looking at your photo right now on Instagram. This is it's @road_house, @road_house. You guys got to check this photo out that he put on there March 19th, 2019. Go ahead, dude. Oh my God.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can see in that second picture there, I have the scrawniest arms in the entire world. I mean, my entire body is basically a stick. And it's crazy. So everyone has some kind of weight problem, whether they're trying to lose weight or gain weight. And a lot of people say, well, I wish I had your problem where it's, you know, easy for me to lose weight. Well, I wish I had your problem where I could gain weight easily sometimes, you know. I mean, there's no middle, you know, people are trying to find that middle ground.
Yeah.
And that's what I struggled with. You know, I wasn't eating healthy or anything back then. I was, you know, Polar Pops and Taco Bell is what I think I survived off of. and it wasn't doing anything for me, you know. So it took some time, you know, 8 years to get where I'm at now. And that was a lot of trial and error going through that time.
Wow, dude, that is crazy looking at that photo. And that is true. Everybody is, you know, we all want the body that we don't have, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it. I struggle with weight all the time. I'm always complaining to you too, you know. It's like, Roadhouse, I'm 210 today. I used to be 185. What the hell's going on, you know. and so a lot of people want to, you know, here's the problem though. We don't have time anymore. I mean, I've got four kids. Ages 18 to 4, a wife that I want to spend time with. I've got a couple businesses I run. I don't want to be a slave to the gym, dude. I don't want to be. Mm-hmm. Here's the problem with me. So can you be my therapist for a minute here?
Always. I'm all a right. good therapist.
And by the way, Roadhouse, part of his coaching program, he came to Cincinnati. I mean, full disclosure, he's a coaching client. I love promoting my clients, because especially the ones that have really great ideas like Roadhouse has with his. By the way, check out his ebook. It's free. RoadhouseWorkout.com, RHODE, Roadhouse Workout. He's going to give you actually a 1 month plan for free, no charge at all, to get in your best shape. And, you know, he came here, Roadhouse came to Cincinnati a few months ago. We had lunch and we chatted it up. And I'm like, dude, here's the deal. I don't have time. And here's the worst part is, I think we met probably in November, December timeframe. It's cold out. So the problem with me is, in the wintertime especially, I don't want to go into my cold car and be cold, first of all. So if you can change the weather, I need you to do that. Secondly, by the time I get to the gym, my car's just starting to warm up and I got to get out. And so I've wasted 10, 15 minutes in my car. Then I get in the gym and I got to spend 10 minutes getting dressed, warming up. Thankfully, we have a sauna. So I go in there, it's 120 degrees and I'd stretch in there. But then it takes me another 10 minutes to stretch because I'm 50. And if I lift a weight too fast, I'm going to pull whatever muscle that just ripped because I'm 50. And then are you in pain yet? Because I am. I mean, that's a lot to get going. And I haven't even started a workout yet. That's my complaint.
You are making me looking forward to getting older.
Help me.
Yeah. And that's what this plan is all about. Seriously, is finding that time. Because I understand a lot of people don't have time throughout their day. And that's one thing I struggle with as well. I mean, I currently have a full-time job working, trying to get out of that. But I understand that problem. And a lot of people do have that problem, whether you have kids. I mean, I personally don't have kids, but I do have a full sales job that I have that takes up my entire week. I still get to the gym 5-6 days a week. But I understand a lot of people don't have time to get to the gym. So one of the big parts of my program is I do offer a full at-home bodyweight workout. It doesn't require any equipment or anything like that. You don't have to worry about going through the struggle of getting in your car, putting on your jacket on these cold days and getting warmed up and all that stuff. You can do it right there from your house. I think the house is a little more difficult, yes, because you do have that, you know, dangerous couch just sitting there lingering, waiting next to you. But for people who have that time constraint problem, it's your only option. And I understand that. And it takes 25 minutes at the max to do your entire workout. Right there in your living room. And that's all
you need. Give me an idea of what that would look like in my living room. I'm disciplined. I'm in pain. I want change. I want to see a change. And here's two questions. So first of all, yes or no, can I see a significant change after just 30 days of working out in my living room, body weight workout, that would inspire me to keep going? Yes or no?
Oh yeah. I actually, client I'm working with right now started a week ago. She's already lost 2.5 pounds in 1 week. So from an at-home workout.
What's an example of what you have her doing?
So basically, I mean, she has the entire program right now. And she is going through, and what you're doing is you're going to do, you know, your body weight exercises. And then on every other day, you're doing a HIIT cardio style program along with abs every other day as well. So that way she's breaking a sweat. She's doing these workouts to build her muscle. But a big part of it as well is the nutrition factor. A lot of people don't account, you know, they want to do the workouts, they want to build muscle, whatever. But not a lot of people want to do the whole nutrition side of things. And that is probably the biggest part.
I like pretzels.
Okay. We all like pretzels, I think. Any ands is dangerous.
Well, let me ask you a question aside from the nutrition, because I want to dive into that. What's an give me an example of a body weight workout. What's that mean? What's that look like?
A body weight workout. So, I mean, what you're going to do is utilize your floor. You're actually going to utilize your couch as well, your doorways. So what you can do is there's so many different variations of what you can do. I mean, you can get on your countertop and do tricep dips. You can flip around and do it the other way and kind of lean forward, and it's going to target your chest. So that right there, a countertop alone can have two different functions.
Does that work though? I envision what you're talking about, pulling myself to the countertop and pushing away. Is that going to do anything for me?
Oh yeah. So if you're facing away from the countertop, but you got your palms on it and you're going up and down, that is going to target your triceps in the back of your arm there to help build that muscle. Now, if you flip around and you kind of like lean over the countertop and you're going up and down,
yeah,
that targets your chest and not so much your arms. So you're hitting two major muscles right there from just one part of your kitchen right there alone.
Is it ideal to be at a gym lifting weight? Is this kind of like if you can't get to the gym, or will this really, can you get toned in those areas like triceps, chest, shoulders by doing workouts at home?
Yes. Yeah. So the gym is more ideal, I believe, because you're in that environment. You have the ability to increase the weight. Whereas if you're at home, you're working out, you're just using your body weight. So you got to get creative with it. You're not going to see as much progress doing at-home workouts as what you would at the gym. But again, some people just can't make the gym. And the only option they have is that at-home workout. So, and I'll straight up tell them, you know, I think the gym is a better option. But if you do want to do at-home workouts, here you go. This is what you can do to help build muscle and lose weight.
So the body workout is not as ideal of being at the gym. But here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. And here's what people need to understand. If there's a choice between either not working out at all or doing body weight workouts at home, I'll tell you what, dude. Here's another thing. I ran in place when I first started working out 4 years ago and was in the best shape of my life. I ran in place for 30 minutes. I would do like 30 seconds at a time, 15 seconds at a time. I know that this might sound crazy to a lot of people. That was harder than running outside, running in place fast, like knees up to the chest type stuff. Do you do that at home? Is that part of the HIIT cardio? Because that was one hell of a workout cardio wise for me.
It's not part of it, but you can definitely do that if you want. It is a good workout. I know in high school, I played soccer in high school. So whenever I was playing soccer, that was one of our warm-up exercises was knee highs is what we called them. We'd run down the field and, you know, lift your knees as high as you can as you're running. And you can do that in place and you're still getting the same cardio like exercise from it.
What's an example of the HIIT cardio that you do at home, like that you teach your clients to do at home?
Yeah. So, I mean, what I have people doing at home is, you know, like it's a high intensity. So you're switching from workout to workout very quickly. So you're not getting any rest until you finish all the way through the entire series. But in between, I mean, like, so if you're doing your ab exercises and you're trying to get that HIIT cardio in real fast in between each exercise. So for 30 seconds straight, sit there and do jumping jacks, do burpees in between each abdominal exercise. Oh. That way, you know, you're getting that and you're doing it fast and you're doing it as fast as you can. You're not taking your time on it and you're moving on to your next exercise after that. So that way you're burning, you're sweating, you know, you're getting that sweat going, you're burning calories. It's getting you through that workout and helping you drop off some of that excess water weight and things like that.
Excess water weight, dude. How much, how often should we be weighing ourselves and looking at a scale when we're trying to lose weight?
I don't think there's any set standard for that. I know I do it too much. I literally weigh myself every morning and it eats away at me. I would recommend once a week to do it, honestly.
Oh, really?
Because that's where you're going to see your progress. Yeah, that's where you're going to see most of your progress is after a week. If you're doing it every day like me, it will fluctuate a pound or two. You might go up a pound, you might go down a pound. But by the end of the week, you'll notice your overall results from where you started the week to where you ended the week.
That's cool. Yeah, I like once a week. You're right. We torture ourselves, especially when we're on this plan of, and by the way, I'm going to talk about the dreaded nutrition word in just a second with you. And it's
okay.
Yeah, that's the bane of my existence right there. But well, first of all, let me give another plug. Roadhouseworkout.com, R-H-O-D-E, the Roadhouse, roadhouseworkout.com. There's a free 30-day plan right there. 1 month, he's going to actually get you in shape in 1 month. And I know it's true because when I was complaining after our lunch in Cincinnati, Roadhouse put me on the path, and it's been pretty cool, dude. Talk about, let's get into that now, because I heard the adage, you probably agree with this, I'm guessing, that abs are made in the kitchen. Is that right?
That couldn't be more true. That is very true.
here's the thing though. I've got buddies who are vegan that are only green smoothie guys and broccoli and all that. And I've got buddies that eat like 800 pounds of chicken a day, and they both look the same, you know? Mm-hmm. But you're kind of real casual. This is one of the things where if I've ever wanted to take a swing at you, it was when you told me, you said, no, I have this, I have bread, I had it. I'm like, dude, what's up? Like, why are you eating so good? And you sound like you're eating food that is not, you know, something that we have to, go to Mars to get. So give me an idea, because I was insanely jealous when you were talking about this. Give me an idea of what a regular daily diet looks like for you.
Yeah. And this is what I tell people all the time, you know, like, you don't have to be as strict as you think. A lot of people are like, oh, you know, I can never eat pizza. It'll go straight to my thighs and stuff like that. I mean, I still have pizza. Probably more than I should, but you know, I still do have pizza. But if you're eating correctly 90% of the time, it's okay to have that one bad snack or that one bad meal. Just don't overdo it. What you got to do is things in moderation. But I still eat healthy throughout the day, throughout the entire week. Majority of my meals are going to consist of complex carbs like your brown rice, vegetables, chicken, turkey, things like that. Those are all lean meats, but high in protein. So I'm getting my carbs, protein, vitamins, because I'm eating a lot of fruit and stuff throughout the week. But occasionally, yeah, I do still have, you know, a slice of pizza. I think I actually had one over the weekend with my parents, and I actually woke up the next day a little bit lighter than the day that I ate the pizza. So, I mean, you know, it's not going to hurt you or kill you to have that occasional unhealthy thing. But you do have to eat good majority of the time. It's just eating the right types of foods throughout the week is essential to that.
I think people hear eating clean is now the new buzz phrase and eating good and things like that. And they think discipline and I can't enjoy food. Like, here's the thing. You said you had a slice of pizza. If you put a pizza next to me, I'm not even, my wife will attest to it. I'm eating the whole thing. Okay. So that's probably not good, I'm guessing. So unless it's a cheat day, do you do cheat days?
Oh yeah. I mean, I would consider that pizza day that I had the other day a cheat day. Cause I went back home to visit my parents and, you know, they're like, well, we hadn't prepared for dinner. Let's go get a pizza or something like that. And I was like, you know, all right, I can sacrifice that. I've been pretty good all week. So.
Okay. But you had
slices
one
of pizza.
Oh, you had three. Okay. I was going to say one slice, please. Don't even.
No,
don't even
two slices. I didn't go three. That would have been overdoing it.
Oh my God, dude. Seriously? Three is overdoing. See, that's where I have a problem. And look, so let's get into the next phase. We talked about working out. So Roadhouse is sharing with body weight workouts from home. If you can get to the gym, that's great. He's got workouts for the gym as well. And here's the beauty of it. Here's the last part I want to chat with you about the mind, which is where I think all success and failure lies, is in the mind. But when you're talking about that spreadsheet that you do with clients, what do you do? Just share with us what that looks like. Do you do an Excel doc or do you do a Google spreadsheet? You share with them. How do you hold them accountable and how do they report back to you?
Yeah. So it's a Google doc that they can go in and change themselves, that they can go in and put how many reps that they did for each set that they've done. Now it's not that they necessarily have to have that Google doc open while they're working out. You know, because that might be difficult to do, especially if it's a gym program. You know, you're not going to take your computer and update that Google Doc with you while you're at the gym. Take a notepad or something and write it down. That's the only way you're going to see the progress that's been made, is by tracking how much weight or how many reps you were able to do depending on the workout program, and comparing that week after week. So you're sitting there doing these workouts. Okay, so you did this before. Now try to get to this many reps or do this much weight the next week.
I found that it's funny you bring that up. Again, I keep going back to when I was in the best shape of my life. I measured everything. Like, not crazy. I brought, literally, I got a 99-cent notebook at Meijer, and I started filling it out, and I still have that notebook because it inspires me, because I would track my progress every week. And I would, so if I did a 20, and I started with only 20-pound dumbbells doing shoulder presses. That's what I started with. And I got up to like 70-pound, but I started at 20, and I would write in my notebook. And the following week, this is why I love your idea of once a week measuring stuff, because I would see an increase each week, and it would inspire me to count my reps and go higher with either more reps or higher weight. And so I think when I just did it with a 99-cent notebook, and then I would come back and log it on my computer, but it was all written down in this silly little notebook. I'm telling you, man, sometimes we try to make things really complicated and we lose sight of just, look, keep it simple. You can't manage what you don't measure. So I think that idea of really measuring, reporting back to you with the Google Doc. So for example, if Roadhouse was coaching you, you went to roadhouseworkout.com, you got the 30-day plan, you guys end up working together. Go bring a little spiral notebook. You can even do it in your iPhone on the notes section. You're probably listening to music anyway on your iPhone, you know, and then go into the notes section, record what you're doing, come back, put it in the Google Doc, Roadhouse looks at it, and that's how you're able to coach now virtually. Hell, I mean, you could coach somebody in Australia, the UK, South America, or anywhere over the US. It doesn't matter, right?
Exactly. And honestly, like, my entire workout program that I have was actually done from my phone. So whenever I was doing it, I actually went through and did all these workouts myself. And I didn't have a notepad on me. I just used a notepad in my phone, wrote down the exercise, and I wrote down how many reps I did at how many weight if it was the gym program. And so I've been there and done that. And it can be done on your phone. And then after you have it on your phone, you just go back and put it into the computer. Or if you have a week's worth of your notes there, and as we're on the call, we can update it while we're on the call of what you did, and then talk about your action plan moving forward. Yeah. So it's that simple. And a lot of people try to overcomplicate it, but it doesn't need to be made complicated. The meal plan's simple. The workouts are, you know, easy. Like, you can do them in any gym. If you have a house with walls, you can do any of the workouts.
House with walls, that's all you need.
That's all you need is a wall and maybe a chair, and you're good to go.
I've seen it. Guys, I've seen it firsthand. That's why I endorse my buddy Roadhouse, because he's got a heart of gold. He's one of the good guys. And I think that's what really separates you from a lot of individuals just in general, Ryan, is that you're a good guy, man. And you have a passion. When we first met, we didn't have the name picked out, or the podcast wasn't up and running, or the workouts weren't set, but your heart's in the right spot. It was really simple to develop this brand, because you know what it is that you want to do. You do it every single day. And so because of that, you're going to have a ton of success with this, man. I want to talk about the mindset, though, okay? Mm-hmm. What is it? I mean, you're still a young guy. What are you, 26, 27?
27. Just turned that last week, actually. So hey, happy birthday. I appreciate it.
Happy birthday. So you're 27 years old. Ryan, I'm 50. Our metabolisms are different, dude. Don't come at me with these big guns and not wearing your shirt on Instagram and tell me I can do the same thing. That's ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous. I mean, okay, so at the gym, if I'm at the gym, there are some older guys, older than you, that are in great shape. But it can be done, you know. It's just, and like you said, it's a matter of mindset. So the biggest thing whenever it comes to working out is your nutrition, but also your mindset. It's a huge mental game of getting over telling yourself that you can't do something. And you talk about it all the time, you know, people getting out of their job and starting their own thing. It's a mindset. And you got to change that mindset and tell yourself, I can do this. I can push through this. I can get an extra rep in. And just pushing yourself to that next level. And I struggled with that for the longest time in high school and all that. I just sat there and I curled 15 pounds for 3 years. I saw a little progress at the beginning. And then after that, I just lost everything. And I finally started pushing myself up, you know, 5 pounds every week or two, and increasing my reps and forcing myself to keep increasing that weight. And that's when I started seeing progress and finally got to the point of where I am now.
And you were such a little guy. They used to call you Flea. Isn't that right?
Yeah. I was called Flea. I mean, basically anything you call a short person, you know, shrimp, shorty, all that good stuff. Flea was an actual nickname I had in basketball, though, because I was annoying, fast and small. So I could play defense, but I got stuffed every time I tried to shoot the ball.
You got such a great attitude, man. Like, you laugh about that stuff. Some people would be pissed. They're like, still hold a grudge about that stuff. You got such a great attitude about everything, but mainly, you know, being a shorter guy, you always like kind of just laugh that off.
It's motivation, man. That's what keeps me going right there is, you know, someone tells me I can't do something, I'm going to go and try and do it. So that's kind of how I got into working out and stuff too, was I wasn't the biggest, strongest guy out there, and there's nothing I could do about my height. I was done growing. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to start working out. I'm going to get bigger. I'm not going to be that guy who gets pushed around out here. So I took that and just turned it into the gym.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's awesome, man. I love, this is why, you know, personally for me, selfishly, this is why I do what I do, to be able to work with somebody like yourself. 6 months ago, when we first started working together, none of this was a vision. Now, you got a real live program that's helping people. And now that vision is coming into reality, and you're going to have clients, man, and you already got your Instagrams blowing up, your podcast, check them out on iTunes, Roadhouse on iTunes, R-H-O-D-E, Roadhouse. And just check out his podcast, man. Listen to him. It's chock full of great content as well. So make sure you get that 1 month plan. Go to his site, roadhouseworkout.com. Just grab his plan, start using it, and start seeing results. As of the date of this recording, it's spring. Spring is tomorrow, and we all want to be working on that summer body, man. That summer body. Make sure it's working out good. But you're still in that office environment. So there's a lot of individuals that are also in that same environment where time is the biggest issue. And it is for me. I'm not in an office, but it's still a big issue for me. But Roadhouse, as we wrap up here, we've talked about getting to the gym or working out from home. We've talked about nutrition. We've talked about mindset and all those three together. What any other advice that you would give people if they're just sitting around thinking, yeah, I get it. I know I got to do it. But what would you say to us, man? Us guys like me, they're like, all right, I'll start tomorrow or maybe next week.
There's no better day than right now. That's what I tell everybody, you know. Actually, yesterday probably would have been better, but today is the next best day. If you keep pushing it off, it's just going to keep getting pushed to that next year's resolution, you know, kind of mentality. Consistency is very important. And I know, like, a lot of people fall off because they have something come up. They're used to going at 3 or 5 o'clock every single day. And then something comes up to where they can't get there at 3 or 5 o'clock. And they're like, well, I just can't go work out today now because that's out of nowhere. I'm not going to be able to do it. And then they just don't go anymore after that because they lose that motivation because they didn't get to go on the day that they had scheduled. You got to be flexible with it. You got to be flexible. And that's one of the big things I have to tell people is if you're not able to do it at the exact same time every day, find a time throughout the day that you can. I've gone at 10 p.m. before. I've gone early in the morning before work, just depending on what I have going on. Yeah. So you got to be open and flexible to that and stay motivated, you know, just stay motivated and you will see the results.
You're right. I took that advice from you Sunday. I didn't want to go at all. I was at church all morning. I worked all morning and then I got home around 12, had to watch Susan. Ange went out with my daughter, Madeline. It was her birthday weekend. So she got home probably around 3:30 and I was stuffed full of a big lunch and I literally dragged myself to the gym, and it was cardio day for me. You know, that's what I said it was. So I got on the treadmill and I set the incline like to start at 3 and I go all the way up to 10 or 12. I don't go, you know, I run as fast as I can. I just try to keep my heart rate up. So anyway, the first 10 minutes, dude, I wished there would have been a sniper on the hill that could have taken me off that treadmill because it was horrible. But I'll tell you what, the 20 minute mark wasn't great, but it felt bad. And by the 40 minute mark, dude, I was thanking God that I actually got to the gym. So when you say you can go at 10 o'clock at night or 5 in the morning or noon, it doesn't matter. Don't set yourself up that it's got to happen at a certain time on your terms. Even if you got a full stomach, it may not be ideal. But the fact that I did that, I came home and felt amazing. And you know what? It was a big mind game. It was just, my mind felt great that I did that. That's what it is, you know?
That is all it is. It's a mind game. You know, you just got to get past that mental block that a lot of people have. I mean, I've had it myself. And I was in the same boat as you on Sunday. I was driving back up from home, which is about a 2-hour drive. I'd been in a car all day, and the last thing I wanted to do was go to the gym, but I poured myself a cup of coffee and drove to the gym, got a little energy, and I went in there and did it, and I felt great afterwards. And yeah, I was actually super productive after that. So it ended up being for the best.
Well, look, dude, I'm happy for you. It's been great working with you over the past 6 months. I'm so happy that you reached out. You put your trust in me and our Everyday Saturday team to help you launch this movement. And, dude, you're absolutely going to crush it. Congrats to you.
I appreciate it. I mean, it's been it's kind of sad that it's actually coming to an end now. You know, it's been 6 months, and it's been a lot of fun. I've enjoyed every minute of it. You know, the process itself is just enjoy it while you can. It's a good time, and, you know, it's a lot of hard work, but at the end of the day, it's totally worth it. It's a lot of fun. I couldn't be happier, you know?
Yeah, I'm happy for you, dude, and I appreciate that, the kind words. You're not off the hook, though. You'll be buying me a beer in here since you're only 2 hours away, so.
Just don't throw away, man. I'll do it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I won't let you off the hook that easy. So definitely we'll have you back in the Cincinnati. Might even grab a Reds game or grab a beer somewhere. But it's been a pleasure helping you build this brand out, man, and getting that podcast on iTunes and all the other stuff that you got working. Make sure you check out my man Roadhouse. If you want to see what a one-name brand man looks like, go to roadhouseworkout.com, R-H-O-D-E, roadhouseworkout.com. Show him some love as well. Follow him on Instagram. Subscribe to his podcast. You'll find it under Roadhouse as well on iTunes. And my man, we'll be in touch.
All right. Thank you, Sam. I appreciate it. Have a good one.
All right. You got it, buddy. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
All right. Take care, everyone. We'll see you on the next Everyday Saturday podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Everyday is Saturday.